So these days we're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You do have to reserve a spot online or by calling in. We prop the front door open so that you don't have to touch the handles. And then we're open for an hour and a half, and then we close for a half hour for cleaning, or open for an hour and a half, close for a half hour for cleaning.
That means visitors have 1.5 hour time slots to work out. Visitors are required to wear masks when entering and leaving the rec center, but they may remove them when they arrive at their exercise station. There's a plexiglass shield in place to protect a receptionist, and the furniture in the lobby has been removed to discourage gathering.
And then we've restructured how all of our equipment is in here. Our basketball gymnasium is no longer a basketball gymnasium or an event space. Now it has all of our cardio equipment. And we've taped off 12 by 12 foot zones to keep everybody socially distanced. So you can sign up for a treadmill or an elliptical or a bicycle. And then within your zone, if you want a mat or some free weights, we can get that for you.
There's a similar setup in what has become the dedicated weight room. For now, the climbing wall is still closed, and there are restrictions in the bathrooms and showers as well. In total, the rec center was closed for more than 2.5 months due to COVID-19. Rochelle says she's happy with the guidance the center received while determining how to reopen.
I think we're really fortunate that our Parks and Rec director and also our town manager took a pretty conservative stance with us reopening. It was really nice to test things out and see if this new system was going to work with the time slot reservations and how things were spaced out. I think that, you know, our upper management was playing it smart by not expecting us to just jump all in and do everything we've done in the past.
The influx of visitors is slowly increasing, though Rochelle says the overall numbers are significantly lower than they'd usually be. Rochelle's team has been designing and sending out at-home workouts free of charge, and it's hoping to start fitness classes within the next couple months. The center has gotten some programming off the ground.
We just started youth programs this week. We've added some youth hikes and youth tennis. And so registration is open for those. And so that was exciting. Now it actually kind of feels like summer for us, being able to offer some outdoor programming. And we did open our outdoor public pool this week. Each week or month, we are trying to do a little bit more without doing too much.
I'm Margaret Donnelly, and I'm the Health and Wellness and Aquatics Coordinator for Carbondale Recreation and Community Center. So right now it's the morning, there's lap swim. We can also have a little section of the pool for a family who's actually waiting at the gate about to come in. And then in the afternoon, we take the lap lanes and we move them to the center. And so then we divide the pool lengthwise and families can come in. So you're essentially reserving a section of the pool for an hour and 15 minutes.
Swimmers can now find entry and exit gates into the pool area from Soper's Park. The front door is staying locked at this point. Much like in the rec center, visitors will find a marked one-way path around the pool, and they should wear masks en route into and out of the facility. Visitors should also arrive in swimming attire, as dressing rooms are currently unavailable. The pool's only been open for a few days, and Donnelly says time slots are starting to fill.
It's kind of hit or miss. I think as word gets out, it'll spread a little bit more and it'll get a little bit more full each day.
Both the rec center and the pool have changed their pricing models as well. More at carbondalerec.com. For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.